This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, December 6th. We are glad you are here because we are glad we get to talk wrestling for the next hour or so. Got a lot to talk about. Last week was Survivor Series, so we're going to do a little recap of that. We're going to talk about the heartbreak of what Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods did to our boy, Big E. Don't you dare be sour. Actually, it's okay to be sour, like I said in the thumbnail. It sucks. But we'll talk about that. This is a place where you can let it go. Just let it go. So put it in chat. Tell us how you feel. This is a safe space. So we're with you.
Yeah, okay.
Maggie will be 100% supportive in your ordeals.
I promise, okay? Yeah. I will never judge anyone.
And we have the, I think I said it, I can't remember, it's been a weird day, NXT deadline predictions that we'll do.
Yeah, by the way.
Who knows? I like the hoodie, Maggie.
Thank you.
So,
cost me a fortune. I'm kidding. Not really.
Probably did. But
yeah, it's, you know, for Bulgarian salary. Yeah. It's a bunch, you know.
But as you guys know, there's one thing that we do ask you to do for us, and that's put in the chat what you're planning on eating for Maggie. Like, what kind of food? She likes to know this kind of stuff, and
I do.
It's good, and it gives me ideas too on what I should have for dinner and amongst other things. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Well, first off, as I start every show, which I didn't really start this time, Maggie, how you doing?
I almost got worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you know, it's December. It's I seriously, I'm panicking, like, because a month ago was December 2023, and it's kind of, you know, it's creeping me out. I know that people used to say that when you pass your 30s and years will start floating away. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And then it happens. It's kind of bugging me. So for the people that have been following me for quite some time on the show and on social media and everything, you guys know what December means for bartenders in Bulgaria. It means no sleep. It means no days off and everything. So last week, I'm
surprised they even have bars in Bulgaria.
Yeah, what are those? Like, the world will end, but bars in Bulgaria will continue to work. And I'm I wish I were kidding.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, it's kind of like Clerks. I assure
exactly,
you
thank
today.
You. Yeah, I'm sure. So I could barely smell December, and my eyelid twitch came back. It was barely December 1st, and my twitch came back. You know, my holiday twitch, my winter holiday twitch that I hate. And I went to the pharmacy. I bought myself magnesium, and I'm handling it. But you know, it's fine. Everything's fine. Help me. So
last time I had a twitch, I just ended up doing what I always do: go to Vegas, get a hooker, and do coke off her. No, I don't. I didn't do that. I never done that. I would, if anything, I would probably like. You know what? Let's just move on.
This is a wrestling show. Hi, guys.
This is not what I thought it was.
Thank you for joining us as we move on from this weird ass subject. Thank you. Thank you for being here so much. Our fans coexisting.
I made it weird. That's okay.
We are a weird show.
We're like the redheaded stepchild of Fightful, I think.
The what?
The redheaded stepchildren.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Oh, you don't know what, like, okay, so, oh man, this is going to be fun. So,
is this a porno?
No, probably is one about it, but I'm sure. So redheaded stepchild is something that.
It sounds like something out of a porno movie.
No, it's not even close. It's basically, people determine it in different ways, but it basically means a kid in the family that nobody likes. They're not the biological kid. They're undesirable or misbehave. And it seems like they're always redheaded, you know, kind of like the movie Problem Child. But I mean, that kid was adopted.
I've never seen that movie, first of all. And second of all, we are not that on Fightful, okay? No one is that on Fightful because
I know I was kind of making a joke there, but
yeah, I know I understand that, Rob. But let me just continue doing my shtick, okay? Hi, guys, once again, thank you for joining us. Please, please hit the thumbs up, it is the easiest way in which you can support us in order for everyone to know that we're not the redhead child in the family. So, thank you for being here again. Hit the thumbs up. It's really, really important. If you would like to open up your wallets and support us with your money, you can send a super chat, the little dollar sign at the bottom of the YouTube live chat, or you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the money. Yes, Caden is probably the redheaded.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's Caden. Thank you, Doc. Like, you're a mind reader. We love you, Caden. Any amount, you will get your question or statement read live on the air. We will be talking about NXT. I always enjoy talking about NXT, but because we rarely get to do that, now I get to, you know, tell you guys how much I hate it. That's it. That's all our plugs. And please, of course, subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. You will get the chance to vote for the Fightful Awards, which is always, always a really, really wonderful time to be had on our very own channel. Subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful and subscribe to this very channel that we are on currently, youtube.com/Fightful Overbooked. That's it for all the plugs. We will be annoying you with more plugs throughout the show.
Bryn had a question for you.
Are bars actually called bars in Bulgaria, or are they called pubs? No, they're bars. Pub. We call a pub a different word in Bulgarian for places that also have food. And by food, I mean food other than packaged food, you know, nuts, chips, or you know, whatever. It's called krčma, and I hate that word. Because, like, yes, that is it. Thank you, Green, for the awesome question. Yes.
I have a fly that keeps on bothering me, so I'm trying to, like, if you see me just kind of just losing my shit here.
Is that the same fly for, like, a couple of weeks ago? Because, like...
I don't know. I could ask it if it... I don't know. I don't know.
Excuse me, sir. Do you like rubbing your hands a lot? Do you touch your face after?
I don't know.
Please ask all the hard-hitting questions.
Well, we have some super chats.
Ask the fly, Brett, or
Jeff Goldblum.
Or
some of you will get that. All right. Ryan Sullivan says a super chat. Which beloved Star Wars character will Maggie beat up today? I know there's one we won't, but we'll get into that later.
I would like to Darth Maul, but that ain't happening.
If everything goes right, I'll be playing with my... Never mind.
Okay.
All right, so... And Doc says he'll be eating leftovers for dinner today. Nice. What are those leftovers?
The leftovers for that video that I saw, you know?
Oh,
that
you... gotcha.
That's a question. Are the leftovers from that video that I commented on, you know, of me not being able to season my food correctly? I was like, because I can't cook for shit, okay? And I'm like, I cannot season, like I never learned to. And he's like, it's easy, you just put it in.
Okay.
The seasoning.
Well, guys,
the seasoning.
Yeah, let's
NXT deadline. Yay.
Yeah, it's in Minneapolis, which I had some stuff come up, so I do not know if I'll be making it. I hope I do, but and there's still a possibility I might go to SmackDown tonight, which is also in Minneapolis. Just don't really know right now. Just playing it by ear. We just don't know. But we're going to get started with the NXT deadline. And I don't really have an order with these because WWE went very dark with their promo material, and we know my eyes suck, so I'm just going to click on random things and we'll go from there. So sure. Before I do that, Maggie, what match are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
Well, I'm always looking forward to the Iron Survivor matches because there's still a pretty new idea when it comes to wrestling. And is this the third year? I feel like this is the third year.
I think this is the third one. I do believe so, but...
I don't think it's the fourth one, but like, yes, it is the third one that they're doing it. And it's still kind of a new concept. And they're still trying to find their footing when it comes to this match. Because... I remember being pretty upset at the Iron Survivor, at the men's Iron Survivor last year, because basically they booked Trick Williams like Prime Cena when everyone hated him. And because he got beat up throughout the entire match, and then he would give like one or two AAs and just win the match without doing anything memorable. So this is pretty much what they did with Trick Williams last year. And I adore Trick. I just wanted him to be booked better. His way towards the title contention to be booked better. So I'm pretty anxious to see what they do this year, having in mind that Sol Ruka is, again, a part of the Iron Survivors matches. And every time we get to talk about NXT, I just praise the crap out of Sol Ruka. And I'm just ridiculously happy to see her in the ring every time. I'm also interested to see where this Eddie Thorpe storyline goes to, but we're going to talk about this when we get to that.
We will. So let's get started here as my phone goes off, but yeah, we're going to save that one for sure.
Okay.
Let's go with this one. Lola Vice taking on Jada Parker.
In an NXT Underground match.
Yeah, NXT Underground. at the Army.
Yes. So has Lola Vice won all underground matches so far?
I believe she has.
Yes.
I know
yes.
she beat Natalya. She beat
Shayna? No?
Yeah, thank you, Shayna.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that.
So I think that Jada Parker should win this match. I don't want to see Lola Vice's undefeated streak when it comes to an underground match come to an end, but I feel like Jada Parker is pretty much the future in women's wrestling in NXT and WWE. She's probably one of the most exciting women to watch right now when it comes to NXT. That kind of rookie level of NXT. Because, of course, Stephanie Vaquel and and Julia are there and Roxy. So when it comes to that part of the female roster in NXT, I love Jada. I feel like she only needs to change her stupid ass butt in the face finisher and everything will be A+. It's just you do so many gruesome moves in the ring and then you shove your butt in someone's face and let's gonna pretend that that hurts, okay? Because that does not. And it's also... Okay, Robert.
I stopped.
Yeah, everyone knew what you were referring
to. No, you don't know what I was going to say because I don't know what I was going to say. That's why I stopped.
Sure.
I had that sign in my head, like that signal in my head goes like, stop.
Yes, thank you for listening. You know, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jada Parker, hopefully. I won't mind if Lola Vice wins because I was pretty excited to see where Lola Vice goes. And then they instantly turn her into someone that loses to everyone. Because like she had all the momentum from past underground matches that we mentioned before. And then they did nothing with that momentum that she had. For a while, it looked like she was there to put over other talent. She was there to make other talent look good because she can sell. And she has excellent strikes and everything. It's good to see her featured in a storyline that's going to culminate at a pay-per-view. But NXT always highlights their women for good or for bad. Because Ashanti the Adonis and Carmen aren't going to be on the pay-per-view, right?
I don't think so.
Yes, okay. So might as well talk about it right now. Do you have a strong opinion about whatever the hell they're doing with Ashanti and Carmen? Because it's kind of bugging me, okay?
It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, it's one of those things where I don't really know what they're doing with it. I mean, there's obviously ideas that they're going with. Like, I mean, they're giving...
It's stupid.
I mean, so, but it is, like...
It is, it's stupid. Like, what they did this week specifically made me want to stop watching because I felt insulted because okay, so it's a relationship drama. Okay, the thing is that Ashanti was for lack of a better term, he was a playboy. Okay, he did whatever the hell he wanted. Yes, so at some point. And kayfabe legitimately fell in love with Carmen Petrovich. And then this was supposed to be his transformation into, a man with feelings, legitimate romantic feelings towards one woman, one. So they decided to build towards that, and then in comes Nikita Lyons, and she's like, because she obviously hates love and she doesn't want to see other people be happy about it. So she walks past them and she's like, yeah, I'm going to take you back, you know, soon. And Carmen loses her shit. So I understand why, because having in mind Ashanti Diadonis's past, you can easily think that he's, you know, doing whatever the hell he wants. But like he tries to explain to her that he hasn't been texting her. And then he said he did, but it was before his time with Carmen. So naturally, he tries to get on her good side, sends her flowers backstage and everything. He decides this week. He decides to go out to the ring while she's facing Nikita Lyons and decides to check up on her. So he gets on the apron and shoves Carmen out of the way because he sees Nikita Lyons coming towards her. So Nikita Lyons ends up hitting Ashanti by mistake. And everything happens in front of Carmen's eyes because she takes advantage of the situation, rolls up and pins Nikita Lyons. Then she goes out of the ring and shouts in Ashanti's face, "Why did you shove me? What?" Okay, so are you new to wrestling? Are you blind? Are you? Because if you are, you need to be a referee. Yeah, I think you need to change, careers. So this pissed me off because why are you so new to wrestling? I know you're all, you know, the martial arts and kung fu and, you know, and swords and everything, but like, you're not blind and you know how wrestling works. And this is just, you know, it's pissing me off. And because it's not on the premium live event, I wanted to talk about it because it gets to me every week. It's like, I don't judge NXT by other shows' standards. I don't judge Raw with other shows' standards, and the same goes for TNA and Dynamite and everything and Ring of Honor, because they have their own standards, and they have, for me, they have nothing in common. I understand why, you know, people were trying to explain differently, you know, the situation to me, but I judge the show by itself, and stuff that I see on Dynamite, I will find unacceptable on NXT. And things that I see on NXT, I will find unacceptable on Raw. And this is a normal thing that happens on NXT. And I will accept this on no other wrestling show ever, apart from TNA, because it's just goofy and they do whatever the hell they want. I mean, they murder people on weddings. So, yeah.
So you said something about like the standards. You know, I have a saying: if we don't meet your standards, lower your standards. You know, like that's the thing. Like that's how I feel about it too. I don't like even judge the TV shows. Like for the most part, like if something sucks, it sucked. You know, like but for the most part, I just give wrestling a new chance every week, and that's what makes it okay for me. Like, I remember, granted, looking back, I think we can all agree that the wrestling in the Thunder, we'll call it the Thunderdome era, you know, like even AEW, I still refer to it as the Thunderdome era because it's better than calling it the COVID era. But looking back, it's like, man, a lot of that wasn't good, but there was only so much you could do without a crowd. So it's like the standards thing. It just, that's what I like about wrestling so much, is you interpret it the way you want to interpret it. That's the way I look at it.
Of course, yes. And if this is your way of staying sane while watching wrestling, then kudos to you. Like, I will And like Clown is absolutely 100% right, because Carmen did was fresh off a great showing at Bloodsport, and then she went back to NXT for that.
By the way, Bloodsport, Josh Barnett said in a tweet, or maybe it wasn't a tweet, I saw an article that he's been in touch with Shelton Benjamin about appearing at one. Oh my God.
Yes, please. Please. Yes, yes. Let's move on. Let's
move on
from this.
Oh, I didn't say. I got Lola Vice.
You have Lola Vice. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would be totally fine if Lola Vice wins. I just, Jada, man. Jesus.
Yeah. Let's go on. Let's move on to... Let's go to the tag team match. You have Axiom, Benjamin Carter. Okay, Nathan Frazer. Miles Bourne and Jesus, I forgot his name right now. Hold on.
No Quarter Crutch Crew. Like that's yes.
Yeah, no Yeah, what's
Naxium versus No Quarter Catch Crew. Okay, so how long now have we been saying that Nathan Frazer and Axiom are gonna split?
Yeah,
for like a year.
Jeez, thank you. For a while now.
For a while now. So because Axiom tried to take part in the Iron Survivors, he couldn't. He won. He lost his initial match, and then he lost the last chance match that he got. He was about to win it, but Eddie Thorpe pulled him out of the ring and, you know, stole his win.
Yeah. I wonder if Eddie Thorpe has woken up yet.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. So Nathan is a part of the Iron Survivors match. Is this his third year in a row? Because my memory sucks. Oh, it really does. It really does. And I feel like, okay.
Bryn's here, so she might be able to do our research for us.
Yeah, thank you, Jay, sweetie. If you have been following NXT for the past 3 years, please. She's our statistic guy. Yeah. That's so good.
Yep. Stats.
If I say that Nathan and Axiom win that match, they're gonna lose, right? Because like the one time I bet on the other team, like they're gonna I'm gonna pick No Quarter Catch Crew. I feel like they're doing stuff with that tag team. I know I'm pretty sure that I'm wrong, and Naxxion will retain and continue this downward spiral. But I feel like, what was the question? Is this the third year in a row that Nathan Frazer has been a part of the Iron Survivors match? This is the question, Jay, sweetie. Because I'm sure that this is his second time. Kill it. Kill it.
I think I missed it.
Kill it.
My cat-like reflexes.
Okay.
Nope, I missed it.
Yeah, I'm sure that this is the second time he's been in this match, but I'm not sure if he was in all three of the matches that have been on, you know, on WWE. If they do end up losing those championships, and if Axiom is the one to turn heel, he needs to take off the mask and start, you know.
But what if it's a kid behind the mask?
Stop it.
Sorry.
It's been years, Robert.
I know.
I'm not sure that people even remember who a kid is. I'm gonna go with No Quarter Catch Crew. I'm probably wrong, but I don't care that much. So what about you?
I don't care. That's the thing that makes this interesting, because if they lose, I could finally see the, I think Axiom's going to be the one that turns heel. I do.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think if they lose tomorrow night, I think what we will see happen is I think Axiom will cost Ben Carter. Yes, Nathan Fraser. I'm going to always do that now. I don't care.
Ben Carter.
I think he's going to cost him the match at the Iron Survivor match. I think that's going to happen.
I think this is a legitimate reason. I also think that Axiom is the one to turn heel because Nathan Fraser looks like Labrador.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. That's funny. So you have no, so wow, we're different on, that's two in a row. I don't think that's ever happened in our pay-per-view predictions.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or not.
Yeah. So let's see here. Let's move on to the women's Iron Survivor match. You have Julia. Carmen Petrovic, right?
No. This is Ren Sinclair.
Sorry.
Then, yes. Then Stephanie Vaquer. Yeah. Then Zarya and Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka.
Yes, Ren Sinclair won the last... the last chance qualifying match. Against Jada Parker, Corey Jade, and Kalani Jordan. Man, a lot of J's in there. I mean, Julia has to win this, right? I'm pretty sure they're still aiming for Julia to dethrone Roxy. Because I'm sure that this is the way that they're heading.
Yeah, this made me laugh. But yeah, I think Julia is gonna win. But I could. It's like Pio Driver says here. I mean, I could see this happening too. I could see these two costing each other, and or all three of them, like
all three of them cost each other, and then you're left with Ren Sinclair and Sol Ruka.
And the thing is, everybody in this match, I really like. I really like, yes, all five of them. So it's one of those things where I'm okay with whoever wins. I really am. I mean, I don't see Ren Sinclair winning the title yet. I don't see that. But I also don't see Sol Ruka. But I could see Zarya, Stephanie, or Julia winning this title like pretty soon here. I really do.
So the thing is, whoever wins this match, I feel like will be the one to take the title away from Roxanne.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I would be perfectly okay if Saul wins. But I just don't see it. But I think it'll have to happen soon because I do think that we will see Roxanne get a call up around right after the Royal Rumble, and my hope is that they have something for her because they need to stop calling people up. They don't have plans for them.
Well, I hope that she gets a great spot on Raw because that roster needs some shaking up.
I think we're going to see a lot of things different pretty soon with Raw going back with Raw moving to Netflix. I think
okay,
there's going to be all kinds of things. I already know we're going to see, I think we're going to see Roman quite a bit on Raw pretty soon.
Yeah, like that's fine, but like why would they wait for that, for Netflix to make their show watchable? And like this is saying it a bit harsh because Raw was a pretty good show this week.
Yeah, I
at least according to me.
I think they're saving some things. That's what I do because they're, and the reason they're doing that is because they know they're gonna get a lot more new viewers, and they want to make it interesting. And I think that's the way you do it. I can see where they're coming from. They also need to think about the people that do not have Netflix. A lot of WWE fans do, but I mean, it's something that you're going to want to try to make sure you get people, because I think in the long run, and I said this before Netflix took over, I hope them going to Netflix does not hurt their live event stuff in the future, because it'll be very interesting to see what goes down. But it might help them too, because Jimmy Van said something really good about NXT on CW. CW is not, I mean, they're in a lot of houses and stuff, but they don't get a lot of views compared to like even USA. Like, I mean, that's USA Network. I mean, they're in more houses, but hell, more people were watching NXT on USA than they were on CW. Like, it seems like, so it's just one of those things where, I don't know.
I feel like a separate
thing there, but
I feel like every time the Royal Rumble comes around, we get answers to a lot of questions when it comes to NXT, because I don't want to watch another Royal Rumble with zero pops for the NXT participants. I don't want to see that, because NXT participants always blew the roof off of the building during the Rumble match. And it makes me really, really sad to see that this isn't happening now.
So what did you say about, like, you didn't want to see at the Royal Rumble?
I don't want to see NXT participants going out to zero pop.
Exactly, no pop.
I apologize.
You didn't have to. You wanted to.
I did. I was contractually obligated to do that.
Rob, we're celebrating 3 years of coexisting next week. Do you, like, you're kind of pushing it.
Oh, you think I'm pushing it? This will push it right here. That is from the Oscar-winning film, Academy Award-winning film, Mac and Me.
Sure. Okay, moving on. I'm going to pick Julia because I'm depressed now. So just Julia, I understand why people are saying that the three of them are going to cost each other, but I don't see Sol Ruka or Ren Sinclair winning the championship from Roxanne. I feel like Sol Ruka is a future champion, but not right now. She is a future title holder, and I will die on this grave. But it's just a bit early.
Don't die.
I still feel like this is Julia's title to win from Roxanne. So I'm going to pick Julia. What do you think?
I could totally see Roxanne winning, or not. Excuse me. They're not. She's not in the match. But I mean, I can see whoever wins this. I can see Roxanne winning the next match too. Because don't get me wrong. I understand why they're big on Roxanne. I really do, because she's great. I think. We're going to agree. I'm going to go with Julia myself.
Okay.
But like I said earlier, whatever route they go, I think I'll be okay with. I really do. I
as I'm long as it makes match. Sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Let's see here. So yeah, there's that. And we will move on to the let's go with this one.
You is have, this the last match?
No, we still have the title match. With
okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
Trick. Anyways, so you have we have this match here with Eddie Thorpe, your guy, Ben Carter,
Ethan Page,
Wesley, Javon Evans, Ethan Page.
Would you look at Ben Carter in this photo?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Looks like he's. I'll be honest.
That is not a Labrador
fan, but he looks like he's like doing all this power not to let a fart out. It's what he looks like he's doing right there.
Okay.
He's like, just don't let it go. That's what he's. That's what I think is going on there. But like.
I'm gonna go with Wesley here.
Wow.
I feel like he's gonna be the one to face Trick Williams, and I kind of feel like he'll beat Trick Williams for that championship too.
I wonder
what?
I'm wondering if Eddie Thorpe's even gonna be in the match. The way they did that ending of NXT the other night?
Yes. NXT ended with Eddie Thorpe being attacked. Who do you think attacked him?
Hikuleo.
Sent by The Rock, right?
I don't know. But what I want to be...
No, Hikuleo sent by The Rock because he put his hands on Ava.
Ooh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that, but...
Well, not actually, but people are blaming him for Ava getting,
Well, that's the thing, though. She got, they cleared him because they rewatched the video or whatever. Remember they mentioned that? It was unintentional, they said?
I didn't hear any apologies.
Yeah, they said it was unintentional. Oh, he didn't apologize, but...
HBK himself put his hands on Eddie Thorpe, and that calls for a public apology. In the wise words of CM Punk, the apology needs to be as loud as the disrespect.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, hi, Colt Cabana.
Yes, also hi, Colt Cabana. These are very, very, very wise words from CM Punk, if nothing else. But, he's absolutely right. The man could call the grudge, but, when he feels right in his, in his intentions. Yeah, so, no, I don't care. No one apologized to Eddie Thorpe whatsoever. I'm liking the way Eddie Thorpe's entitlement is changing his persona. Because we all know that when it comes to WWE, faces are kind of boring. So... there's something that Alex Pulowski always talks about on the NXT post shows.
Sands of time.
Yes.
Oh, no, something else.
So before you get called up to the main roster, they want to make sure that you can work both heel and face on NXT, and then you get called up to the main roster. This is something that is absolutely correct. I'm still going to pick Wesley when it comes to the Iron Survivor match. A lot of amazing wrestlers that have nothing in common in ring-wise. I'm excited to see how Ethan Page looks in this sort of in-ring environment. Again, I can't wait to see Ben Carter just destroy everyone with his speed. And of course, I'm sure that Wesley is going to do something absolutely bonkers. And Javon Evans and Ben Carter in the same ring will always be, a sight. So the match is going to be pretty good. Again, I'm picking Wesley here. Who do you got and why?
Okay. So First off, let me fantasy book this.
Okay.
Just for a second. What I want to happen is I want the person that attacked Eddie Thorpe, I want it to be Josh Alexander so he can help Ethan Page win. That's what I want. That's what I want. Will that happen? Okay. Absolutely not.
You keep booking Josh Alexander in NXT. You keep doing that.
I'm just having a little fun. The North needs to reunite, and they can be singles competitors. But let me just have my moment here, okay?
I'm gonna lose my crap if this happens.
Oh, I know it's
because I love Josh Alexander.
Yeah. Anyways,
by the way, everyone needs to watch Josh Alexander's interview with Chris Van Vliet.
Good stuff. Yeah. And check out Sean's interview with Ethan Page. That was really good too.
Absolutely. Sean, like, I always adore Sean's interviews when it's a wrestler that he's really close with and, you know, is friends with, because like it's like a conversation and they rip on each other and it's so, so good. I always love Sean's interviews. I'm not fangirling. He's just good at what he does.
Well, this is true. I'm just saying, like, they could always work a deal out, you know, like what I mean. It's not happening, so don't worry. I'm just wishing in one hand.
Please don't quit popping Rob's bubble, guys.
Man, this really depends, because if Josh Alexander, or excuse me, if Eddie Thorpe's not in the match, I think whoever replaces him is the winner. That's what I think. However, I think I'm going to go with my guy, Ethan Page. There you go.
Okay. Ethan Page again.
Yep.
So he faces Trick Williams yet again.
Got another super chat here from our good friend, Eric Freed. He says, hello, what would your finisher be if you wrestled?
The Black Widow. It is so easy for me. It's the Black Widow.
I don't know. I think it'd look kind of weird for a big man like myself to be putting somebody in the sharpshooter, because I'd probably fall over myself. So I'm going to go with the...
It's balance.
Huh?
Balance.
Yeah. My favorite, like one of my favorite moves, if it's done right, is a spine buster. So like if I could have
a good spine buster, man.
Like, that is, I mean, I don't think anybody's will be as good as like Arn Anderson's, but if I could have one that's like very close, I would take that in a second. I love the spine buster. It's just always been one of my favorite moves. I think Dave Bautista had one of the best ones, because I like how he would do it, and then he would just jump right up. Like I thought he looked so damn badass doing that at times. Dolph Ziggler has a great one too, or Nick Nemeth has a really good one too.
The good thing is that there's, you know, different variations of the spine buster, and I used to love. Like, okay, so can we all agree that Arn Anderson's spine buster is the best ever? If we agree to that, like the different variations of the spine buster, I used to love Stone Cold Steve Austin's spine buster, because it was like this in your face, I don't give a fuck about your spine. You know, he just crashed people in there. I love Kenny Omega's spine buster.
Triple H had a good one too.
He did. Triple H and The Rock did a similar variation of the spine buster. I haven't seen them in a while, but like it's in my mind or something. To your point, I adore simple moves executed properly. Like a good cutter looks amazing. The spine buster, the DDT is one of my favorites. Like if executed correctly.
Jake Roberts, in my mind, nobody will ever have as good as DDT as him.
And the Lariat is also, you know, But like, it depends on the selling of the lariat also. Yeah. Because like, if you oversell it, it just looks incredibly goofy.
Like, the one thing too is like, I don't care. Like, I think he's annoying at times. But if you told me that I could have a clothesline from hell like JBL's, I would take that too. I would take that as well.
It looks good. Yeah. It really, really looks good.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. Thank you, Eric, for the wonderful, wonderful question. Yeah. But like, yeah, I'm really small. I'm bouncy like AJ Lee, and the Black Widow is absolutely my finisher.
There you go. Yeah. So you have. I'm sorry. Who did you pick again?
For the men's, Wesley.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wesley and I'm going with Ethan Page. So
there we go. I hope you're wrong. I don't need to see that match again.
Well, I know. I'm just, that's why I think it's probably going to happen. let's go to the main event. Trick Williams taking on your guy, none other than Ridge Holland.
Why was Eric Bischoff a part of this?
I have no freaking clue. I really don't.
I need to be educated as to why Eric Bischoff was a part of this, because kill me. What did this bring to the table? How did this help the storyline apart from them just getting Eric Bischoff on the air?
I honestly don't know, but
this isn't me being a smartass. This isn't me being offensive or, you know, ripping on Eric Bischoff. I have no opinion. I just need for someone to tell me how this helped.
I don't know. I honestly can't tell you because I don't know. But the thing is I'm one of the very few people that have no issues with Eric Bischoff. I think he says some ridiculous things at times, but I think we all do. I think sometimes he goes a little, like, I think he makes it a little too personal at times, but yeah. We have another super chat from Eric. He says, the amount of time I thought Maggie was giving the RKO not a heart. When people super chat, LOL. Oh, gotcha. Although, who has the best cutter, Orton, Austin, or DDP? DDP's is, I mean, he is good, but I mean,
I
put his out different, so.
I'm really biased when it comes to the cutter because I don't exactly enjoy the cutter as a move.
Yeah, I go with Randy's.
Randy Orton has perfected it because it will probably because it's what? Because
it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, like he made it into a viral thing. And because he made it into a viral thing, he had to make it flawless, right? And when it comes to an RKO or a cutter or whatever.
Jordan Oliver has a really good one.
Oh my God. Shout out to Jordan Oliver. He's probably, again, one of the people I mention in my mind when it comes to WWE ID. Like, I don't know if he can fit into the idea that is WWE, but like Jordan Oliver is one of the biggest indie darlings out there.
Yeah.
Mance Warner, CB, our friend CB, like people like that. Like that's absolutely.
That reminds me, Sean has an interview with Mance Warner dropping soon too.
Yes, he does. Nick Wayne has a pretty good cutter too. You know, like all these young men all do young cutters.
Yep.
No.
So who we got? Main event.
I got Trick Williams.
I do too.
I feel like I don't know, man. I like Rich Holland. I love Trick Williams. I don't think that this feud did any favors for Rich Holland. We still have no, because like Chase, Andre Chase was packing his shit from the classroom. And then he exited the classroom and someone called out his name. Yeah.
Who do you think that was?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
And we still have no idea who that person is. Also, oh, I feel like...
Jesus, I completely forgot about these.
Did you? Like the Cody Cutter and the Oz Cutter?
Oz Cutter, I forgot.
Like the Oz Cutter is probably one of my least favorite moves from Will Ospreay. And that's probably why I did, like, that's why I didn't mention it. And as a whole, I just don't like the Cutter as a move. Yeah. Again, I'm sorry if this is insulting to people, but like, I don't know. It's just not my thing. Yeah. So going back to NXT. On this week's NXT, we did get to see Stevie Turner and what's his name?
Robert Stone.
Robert Stone. Oh my God, Jesus. Yeah, so Ava's assistants, they all,
Bob Stone,
like both of them gasped when they saw someone enter their office. So this is probably the same person who called out Andre Chase's name. I'm assuming. So that's a question mark there. And if somehow Andre Chase is still there, he can cost Rich Holland. If they decide to protect Rich Holland. Yeah, so a lot of question marks here. I have no idea who the person associated with Andre Chase is, and I don't know who entered their office. Robert Stone and...
oh, yeah, shit, I forgot about that, too. That last scene. Damn.
Yeah, and every time I say Stevie Turner, I want to say Stevie Nicks. Every time I want to say that.
Rumors.
What rumors?
That's the name of that one, their classic album, right? Rumors.
Okay.
I believe.
I don't know. Yeah, and that's it. You have no idea who the mystery person is, correct? Because I would like to see what the chat thinks.
Ooh. So, I will say this. This is the first, like, NXT PLE that I've looked forward to in quite a while.
Really? Well, yeah. NXT pay-per-views usually deliver, like, you know, on goofiness, mostly. But they're always fun to watch.
I mean, Goofy's better than Pluto, I guess, but, I mean...
Yeah, okay.
Donald and Mickey. And
okay.
Various... Okay. My bad.
Move on.
Yep.
We could do a little bit
Oba.
Of...
Oba.
Oba. The mystery attacker is Oba Femi, saying that the one who attacked Eddie Thorpe.
Yeah.
I can see that happening, and if Eddie Thorpe takes his place, then if Oba Femi takes Eddie Thorpe's place, then Oba Femi should win, and Oba Femi should dethrone Trick Williams. I say dethrone as if his title reign has meant something. He should be Trick. They did Trick dirty all of the times that he was the NXT champion. Everyone wants to root for Trick because Trick is a wonderful wrestler. He's charismatic and he knows what he's doing. And yet they give him nothing to do with that title. It's not his fault. It's the booking. So Oba Femi should absolutely win if he's a part of the Iron Survivors match. I mean, everyone should run away from Oba Femi and lock themselves into the cage. And he's just standing there and like... They just don't want to face the guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. You ready for a little Cooper Effect action? And here we go, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is actually because, like, as we were doing the show, I realized that this is the second time that we are going to have a Cooper fact about Mark Hamill, and it has to do with Doc. Or if it is the first time, then I probably dreamt about the first time because it didn't happen. So Doc did a wonderful thing and had no idea that it would turn into such a wonderful, wonderful thing. So he mentioned on Blue Sky, my friends, Saskia, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name. His birthday is today, and she's feeling a little lonely. Please wish her a happy birthday so I can show her people are thinking of her. She's not on social media, but I will screenshot and show her any messages. And Mark Hamill comments after, like, below the post for Saskia, and then, like, a birthday cake emoji. So it's important to underline here that no one tagged Mark Hamill in this post. No one, I don't know if anyone sent him the post. Like, Doc definitely didn't send him the post or anything. He just did that out of the goodness of his heart. So Mark Hamill's been known to do stuff like that because he's a, you know, sunshine. And what I adore most is that when Doc sent me this post, I was just so giddy that I was absolutely sure that this was going to be our Cooper fact this week. And what happened was that I saw a DM from our friend Supi, who sent me the post and said, this has to be the Cooper fact this week. So I love when people are sending us Cooper fact ideas. I love it when they do that because, like, it means that other people are seeing wonderful things happen in the world. Yes, I adore stuff like that. And it also makes us know that you guys are interested in, you know, segments like this. Because we will never stop doing those. Like, Rob and I made a pinky swear that we will never stop doing Cooper Facts. Yes. So thank you to our friend Chris. Thank you, Supi, for sending me the post. Also, Doc, please don't stop doing stuff like that, because, like, I will gladly make you the Cooper effect every time that you make a wrestler do a shout out for anyone, because this is one of the most selfless things in the world, and I adore you so much for doing that.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very, very, very cool and very awesome. Thank you. And thank you, Mark Hamill.
Yep. Yeah, Mark Hamill, thank you for just being awesome, dude.
Yes.
The force is always with that man. So, Maggie, we move on to a segment that happened on Raw this past week that basically ripped the hearts out of millions and millions of people. And it was what Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston said to the Big E, their former partner of
the Big E.
The Big E. So, as I put on our YouTube thumbnail, don't you dare be sour, but in the, well, now you can't see it, but in the bottom right, I put a little, like, notation that it's perfectly okay if you want to be sour, because I was pretty sour by this happening. I was pretty like, oh no, like, this was not what I expected whatsoever. Just like,
I think
almost everybody else, I thought, and I think everybody else was pretty much in the same boat, was that Big E was going to get there and fix things up for him. Like, hey, we're brothers, you know, we are always there for each other. And what we got was not what I was expecting. And I have to give it to WWE for being brilliant about that. I will give them their kudos, because that was a brilliant move. I don't like it still, because it doesn't seem right to me. It just doesn't seem right. But I have to give WWE credit, because my God, they very, very seldom, and it's not a bad thing, I'm not trying to make it sound like a bad thing, it takes a lot for me to have my jaw drop, like, watching wrestling. Like, I mean, just, it takes a lot. And this was one of those moments that it hit. Like, I was like, wow, was not expecting that at all. It is just unbelievable. Whoever wrote that, whoever thought of the idea, kudos, you evil bastard. Because I think what we all want more than anything is if he's healthy enough for Big E to come back. And the fact that they ripped this hope away from us. And, you know, the thing is if they didn't agree that this was the time to do it, they wouldn't have done it. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, they for the longest time, they were adamant that they never wanted to break up. They never wanted to kick somebody out of the New Day. And if you would have told me Monday morning when I wake up that by the end of the night, Kofi Kingston will be a heel, I would have said you're nuts. That's how good this was. I mean, Maggie, on a 1 to 10 scale, what were your thoughts on this? Like, and what would you give this promo between the three of them? And where do you see it going?
So, to the things you said, I can totally see the New Day themselves, all three of them, being the masterminds behind this segment. Because I know that for years they made it pretty clear that they didn't want to break up. And when they decided that it was eventually time to break up, that they were going to do it on their terms, you know, on, like, they decided to do everything that they need to do in order for this to be a legitimate breakup. The one that the New Day deserve, if I can, you know, say it that way. Because what happened was Big E came back because Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods were arguing with one another. And yeah, we thought that this, exactly like you said, like, they were going to argue and bicker and everything, and Big E was going to come out and make everything look like a rainbow and, like, leave, and with the unicorns and the pancakes and the bootios and everything. But so Big E came out and said, so until I'm clear to compete again, I'm going to manage you. So this was a tiny, teeny, tiny ray of light, because we all gasped silently in this moment. And we were like, okay, so you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah.
And then Xavier Woods broke up this pink fantasy that we had in our head and said, this is never going to happen. You're never going to wrestle again. Yeah. And I think that this is the sad truth. I think that this is the reason why they decided for the New Day to break up. Because I don't think that Big E's ever, he's ever going to be clear to compete. And I hate saying that. I really hate saying that. So I would like it. I would like to view it in a different way. I don't think that anyone talked about this potential idea, but I would like, because I think that Big E's one of the smartest wrestlers we've seen in the ring ever since he became a part of the New Day, that is. And I think that his mind would work in a different level than ours. Of course, mm-hmm. Wrestling fans aren't famous with their IQ. So for me, I would like to view it this way. So Big E saw the split coming. And because of the way that things transpired between him and Kofi and Xavier Woods, he decided to be the common enemy for Kofi and Woods. So, yeah. So, in order for them to bond over throwing out Big E from their lives, because Woods said that Big E chose himself before choosing the team. And they basically made him leave. He went in for a hug. Xavier Woods looked the other way. And Kofi Kingston just stopped him. And Big E played this wonderfully. If your heart didn't break in this segment, you're just a weirdo. Like, do you even like wrestling? And okay, if you haven't been emotionally invested in the New Day, I can kind of see that happening. But it's just, oh man, the segment. They made him go back to his desk job. And this is always going to be something, you know, that's going to leave a sour taste in your mouth, because you know what Big E can do in the ring. You know the in-ring storytelling that he can do.
Yeah.
And for him to be stuck behind a desk, man, like I know that this, I know that he probably, I'm pretty sure that he wants to get back in the ring, right? I can't speak for other people, but it looked like he was so much in love with wrestling. And for him to be doing what he's doing right now, it's the best he can do. And it's kind of breaking my heart, but. But the segment was, oh man, I have so mixed feelings. And this is always good. My feelings are mixed because it was so good and it was so brilliantly executed. But because it was so brilliant, it broke my heart. And on the other hand, this is something that I talk about with Chris. Throughout those entire 10 years, they said one thing, and then in the span of 3 weeks, they did totally a different thing. Yeah. And yeah, I know that they've been planting seeds with Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston for a while now, but like it escalated in a way that I will never be unbiased when it comes to this. I feel like we will never be okay with any split of the New Day because it's the New Day. The New Day versus the Usos will always and forever be my favorite Hell in a Cell match. And nothing will beat that. Ever. Mm. Ever. So yeah, our hearts were broken. I'm gonna see where it goes from here. I'm excited to see what their new theme music is. Because if they keep the New Day theme, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
And you know that I have a thing with wrestling music. Yeah. It's pretty important for me.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what those guys come up with for music. Jesus. What's that crappy band's name? I forgot what they gave them that name. It doesn't matter. It's pure hell anyways.
Yes. But do you know what other thing happened on Raw, Rob?
What's that?
Okay, this was brilliant. Punk came out to the ring. And he said that he wanted to main event WrestleMania. He started pointing an imaginary WrestleMania signs and everything. And yes. So then Seth Rollins came out, and that's when the fun begins. So Seth says that he should have knocked his ass out when CM Punk returned. Punk, on the other hand, says that he doesn't think about Seth whatsoever because Seth doesn't have a title anymore. So this means that Punk doesn't need Seth. He needs a WrestleMania main event and he doesn't have a title, so fuck off. So Seth shoves the guy, they start brawling, and then the Usos break them apart. Sami Zayn comes out. And so Sami because Sami asks Seth for him not to speak harshly to the Usos. And then Seth, you know, reminds him that he's not a part of the family and, you know, they could stab him in the back at any time. So Seth was heartbroken that Sami teamed up with CM Punk and Roman Reigns. And Sami was like, I didn't want Punk. I wanted you. But like, you didn't show up. Like you weren't there for me. And
I thought that was actually well said.
Yes, yes. And then Sami told Seth that he was the one to create Roman Reigns when he hit him with a chair 10 years ago. And then Seth said, you did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was such a wonderful exchange that someone attacked Jey Uso backstage and Sami Zayn was 100%.
Who do you think attacked Jey Uso? Or would you think it was Drew?
I think it was Drew. I'm pretty sure it was Drew. So Sami was absolutely sure that this was Seth. But Seth was like, I didn't do it. And then they had a match. This was the main event for the show. Mm-hmm. And throughout the entire match, Seth was like, I didn't do it. To the point where Sami went for a chair shot, but then he didn't, you know, hit him. He got rid of the chair, and then Seth surprise rolled up him and won the match. And Sami was frustrated. Seth, I swear to God, Seth, so underrated, man. He leaned in and said, I love your heart, but you need to start using your brain.
Yeah,
man, I love Seth so much. And then he got out of the ring, and Drew McIntyre attacked Sami Zayn. Drew McIntyre is back.
Yeah. Did you, by the way, that reminded me, did you see the video of CM Punk's reaction when he found out that Sami Zayn wrestled Johnny Knoxville and he had no idea about it? Did you see that?
No.
It was at the scrum. And, basically, CM Punk did a, wait, what? Like, he had no idea that it happened at all.
He had no idea.
Yeah, you have to watch it. There's a clip on plenty of places.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
It's good. Like, he had no idea. And just, it was classic. I know somebody in chat's had to see it, but it was really good.
I actually didn't have time to watch the scrum. I'm sorry for being so.
Oh, I don't watch it because just... I just go based off what we report like from it. I just read it because otherwise.
Yeah, but like they're really fun interactions.
Oh, they are. I just like
Punk and the Usos.
Yeah. And... No, I
it was funny.
I completely. Yeah, it's just a way to save time, like for me, like from doing other things because I do the like graphics, like a lot of the thumbnails now for the site and stuff, and I don't really
exactly.
I don't hang around for that stuff, but other than that, a couple of things. Jesse Ventura will be announcing. He will be the color commentator for Saturday Night Main Event. That'll be very interesting because he has not called wrestling in over, gotta be close to 30 years now, I would bet.
Shout out to Kate and Alex. They know why.
So you got that going on. I mean, I will say this. It was speculated when he came back that he was going to be doing that. But the fact that they do have him doing it is pretty impressive. I think they are going to have, I think it's going to be a three-man crew, a three-person crew do commentating because that's just the way I think it'll go down. I think it'll be Corey Graves, Cole and Ventura is how I think it'll go.
But yes.
That's just me. Other than that, there's WWE announced that they are going to be doing a new show called LFG on A&E. It's basically, it's a mixture, or it's going to be a show for legends and future greats, is what they're calling it. And it sounds like it has a premise of of Tough Enough. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy. So, yeah, there's that. I just like the name and anything, LFG, because, you know, we know what that stands for, like, for most of us. But, yeah, they announced that the coaches for the show are going to be The Undertaker, Booker T, Mickey James, and Bubba Ray Dudley. So the only thing they're missing Mickey. For you right now is Jeff Jarrett.
Sorry. Oh, my God, poor Mickey.
Oh, Mickey's great. I mean,
Mickey, so fine. You're so fine.
Blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Yeah, other than that, I mean, it's been kind of a slow week. NXT or AEW, Ring of Honor. Very, very interesting to see Matt Cardona show up.
Spoiler alert, by the way, it's not. Like, did they show it?
Yeah, it was on Ring
of Honor. Last night. Okay. Yeah. Okay, they showed it.
That was pretty interesting.
I'm excited. She should win.
Yeah, and just with everything going on with GCW and AWR.
Do you think that's why it happened?
No, I don't know. Like, I mean, I was not expecting it, but hey, you know, as long as, like, if I think it's ridiculous that it got that far in the first place, and I do think that what Effie said was wrong, but I don't think it should have affected people's making money. And hopefully, what I hope more than anything, I hope it gets Ricky Starks another date with GCW, is what I hope it does, but that's me. Other than that, AEW Dynamite this past week, you had a couple of Continental Classic matches.
But like the match I want us to talk about, you know, the thing I want us to talk about AEW has nothing, you know, to do with the Continental Classic, because it was good. Like Shelton Benjamin versus Kyle Fletcher, I think this is a pay-per-view match for me. It was ridiculously good. The way it ended, I understand that you need to protect people, but like I was kind of bummed out. But then the way they followed after that backstage, where MVP was shouting at Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's not what we do. What do we do? And he was like, hurt people. And then they started beating up on random people backstage.
Yeah. This I thought good. That was great.
Hilariously good. But like the match was between Pac and Switchblade. So I actually think that this should have main evented. And this is me saying it, like one of the biggest Claudio fans. So the match was what it was, but then at the end, because like Jay White wins, hits the Blade Runner out of nowhere, by the way, and then the Death Riders come out, and then Hangman comes out. Orange Cassidy chokes out Moxley with a camera cable from behind, and then at the end, because like Maroon Shafir gets involved also. At the end, Orange Cassidy, Hangman, and Switchblade stand tall in the ring as babyfaces who just beat up Death Riders. This is interesting. I'm here for this. I'm excited to see where this goes, because I thought that they were going away from the Orange Cassidy thing, but clearly they're not.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Darby Allin is also going to join the group because Darby. Did Hangman do something with his hair?
To be honest.
Because it was darker than usual. It wasn't as blonde as it usually is.
Did he just get out of the shower or something? Did he have that?
No. Okay. Just darker. Okay. It looked darker. Okay. Like blonde.
Maybe it's those damn plants. Who knows?
Okay. Leaves is plants. So this is good. This is interesting. I would like to see where, and have in mind that this is after Swerve beat the crap out of Max Caster, and this is something that we all wanted to see. This felt so good. Yeah. It felt so good because, like, he immediately attacked him right after the rap, and I was like,
Yeah, I mean, I don't need anything for Christmas now. That was worth it.
No, yes, thank you.
I thought that was great. What I thought was really good too, which I liked how Max didn't go, or not Max. I liked how Bowens didn't go out there at all. I like that.
Nor Bowens or Daddy Ass.
Yeah, nor Daddy Ass. I thought that was good stuff. Right, not letting them go out there.
None of them. I would also like, yeah, I'm also seeing the fly now. Yeah, so what bugs me, so Claudio won against Brody King. This is good. I like them protecting Claudio. I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. If I have to be honest, dude just needs to win. Apparently, they're not gonna give Shelton Benjamin the win, so might as well give it to Claudio.
Yeah.
So, no one from the BCC wants to carry a title. So Moxley wins the AEW championship from Bryan Danielson, and then he puts it in a briefcase and we never get to see it ever again.
Yeah.
Wheeler Yuta, Pac, and Claudio win the Trios championships at All In.
Yipper.
And that's about it. Yeah. Like when they became a part of the Death Riders, we just like, none of them want to carry those championships out. I fucking boo, okay? Because is this a weird way for them to agree that they have a lot of championships? Because the Trio Championships and the AEW Championship is not the titles that we want to see gone. FYI, those aren't the titles that we want to see gone. Where are your titles, man? Every time they have a match, I understand why Wheeler Yuta isn't normally wearing his championship because he's always in someone's corner and he cheats all the time and he needs body movement. So a title will probably get in the way. But like Claudio and Pac are coming out for their matches. Where are your titles, man?
Yeah. I get it.
Give it to the ring announcers like normal wrestlers do. Where are your titles? Why are we supposed to think that you're giving a crap about these titles if you're not fucking wearing them?
And getting him through TSA. Yeah.
Don't try to make sense of this stupid situation, okay, sweetie? Thank you, but don't do that. We got Kevin Owens for that. Just don't.
Yeah. So, interesting. So, yeah, a couple weeks until not full gear, but World's End. And then a week after that, you have Wrestle Kingdom and the Wrestle Dynasty. Like next week, it's, even though it's not a PLE, I think we're gonna do Saturday Night Main Event predictions because the show's looking pretty stacked. So I think we'll do that.
Hopefully Cody loses.
You're hoping who wins?
Cody loses.
Oh, Cody loses. Okay, I was like, wow, I didn't expect you to say that, but
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens. I don't see it happening, but I would be completely 100% okay with it happening. I think it would be pretty cool. So, but, yes. Other than that, I mean, I'm sure we're probably missing some things. The SmackDown tonight is going to open with Cody Rhodes And there is a tag team championship match, I think, planned now, I saw.
Well, Ciampa gave Johnny Gargano 1 week to get his crap in a row. He said, and after that, it's my way. So we see what happens after that.
Yeah. It's Motor City Machine Guns versus Street Profits.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. So Cody Rhodes kicking off SmackDown. You have the United States title tournament. Naomi taking on Minnesota's own Tiffany Stratton versus Electra Lopez. WWE Tag Team Championship, like I said, Motor City Machine Guns versus Street Profits. Cody Rhodes to open the show. And there we go. So there will be more. But Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twixter or whatever if you're still using that, at Maggie_IK. On Instagram at Maggie.IK. And please, please, please follow me on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK.BlueSkyCrapShit. Fuck. Or whatever.
That's the new domain that just came out. I'm a big fan of it.
Yes, that is my favorite domain. Thank you so much for joining us. Please leave a comment under the video when you're done. It helps us out a lot. Also, please, I will remind you to hit the thumbs up. Please like the video and share and subscribe. Thank you so much for joining us. Rob, plug your shit too.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fight4Rob, along with Threads at Fight4Rob, and then Rob Wilkins on Blue Sky. So follow me there as well. Next Friday, we'll be back. Like I said, we'll do predictions for Saturday night main event. Talk about that. Earlier in chat, I said like my mind was a little at different places. So I'll go ahead and just say what was going on. My dad was diagnosed with cancer again. So I've, so my mind's been kind of like elsewhere lately. So just wanted to, let people know. So like, if I seem stranger or stranger than normal, or if I don't, if I'm not that very talkative, like online, I'm fine. It's just, I have different ways of, dealing with things. So, they caught this one early. So I think I'm hopeful. So, that's just what I want to say. And I wanted people to know, because there's a lot of people that, listen to this show that, stay in touch and stuff like that. So I just want them to know, and I want to say thank you, for everybody putting the good vibes out there for my pops. And, we will see you guys next week. We'll talk about Saturday night main event. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to try to maybe make it to Deadline tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to go to
SmackDown tonight. Please do. I feel like you're going to have a pretty good time. Like, have you ever been to an NXT pay-per-view?
Not a pay-per-view. I haven't. Not in
it. Just go. Just listen to me. Shows, go. Just yeah. Go.
We'll see. But yeah, I want to say thank you, everyone. And like earlier, like Maggie asked if I wanted to do the show, and like this morning, I didn't think I would be doing it, but the reason I do this show so much and is because it takes my mind off of other things. This is like an hour and a half a week of just like nothing's wrong, like in the world when I get to do this show, because I'm doing something I love. So, Maggie, thank you for everything. And guys in the chat, thank you for everything, because you guys, keep this going like for us, because it's fun. It's a blast for us. And, I don't take it for granted. So I want to say thank you very much. And, we will see you guys next week. And,
people adore you in the chat, by the way.
I hope you see that. Thank you so much. And yes. I truly appreciate that. So again, thank you, everyone. And
we do have our anniversary next week.
Yeah, our anniversary is next week. So we got that going on. So, yeah. But guys,
join us for some awkward stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Awkward stuff like this.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
See, I'm okay. I'm doing well. Guys, all right. We'll see you guys later. Peace out. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.